Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled Revolutionary Love.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At daybreak on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles. But their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down, and saw the burial cloths alone. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord. Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. Have you ever wondered what it must have been like to hear these words proclaimed for the very first time? Imagine yourselves being one of the others who accompanied Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, who came to the tomb prepared for one thing, to anoint the dead body of Jesus according to the burial custom. What they encountered was total mystery, resulting in absolute confusion. The stone was rolled away. There was no body present, dead or alive, until two men in dazzling clothes suddenly appeared and announced words that must have sounded like utter nonsense. "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised." Nothing about the experience they were having would have made any sense, not after what they had witnessed the day before. They were there when Jesus was arrested, tried, scourged, nailed to a cross. They heard him cry out from that cross, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And they witnessed him breathing his last breath. They stood by as Joseph of Arimathea took the body of Jesus down from the tree and wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid it in a tomb. In Friday's Gospel, Luke told us they saw the tomb and how the body was laid. Yet here they were, hearing the words, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised." 2,000 years later, we have the luxury of understanding these words because they have been passed down to us from one generation to the next. We're here because of those words. They make sense to us. We know what they mean. But do we understand just how radical, how revolutionary those words are even today? We regularly live in the chaos and violence of Good Friday. a pandemic, racism, rancor, insurrection, denial of democratic values and practices, an assault on truth, migration of peoples, cry of the earth, gun violence, illness, hurt, pain, and anger. And since February 24th, a war brought on by a corrupt government invading its smaller, though amazingly mighty and resilient, neighbor. Here in Grand Rapids, we now live in the reality of what is evidently another murder of a black man by a police officer. We live so much in this space of turmoil that it has become second nature to us. It no longer surprises us. We live so much in this space that we're unable to hear what's calling to us. What's calling to us is the wonder and mystery of what happened in that tomb on that Holy Saturday. What happened was revolutionary, not in the sense of overthrowing a government, but in the sense that it was a far-reaching and drastic change to life as we know it, as those women knew it. One of the definitions that Webster in the dictionary gives for revolutionary is pertaining to something that portends to great change, overthrowing a standing mindset. In other words, revolutionary means mind-blowing. I ask you, what could be more mind-blowing than bringing forth life from out of death? Why do you look for the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. Are these words as mind-blowing for us today as they were for Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others who accompanied them? What happened in the tomb on that Holy Saturday was God's response to violence, to destruction, to death. And God's response is love. And it makes absolutely no sense. God's response is a revolution of love so powerful it could not be contained in that place of death. It broke open the tomb of death, and the one who was dead became the living one. And because the living one is not among the dead, but has been raised and is here among us, we are, as one of our presiders said on the Sunday before Ash Wednesday, to present ourselves as already resurrected. In other words, having been baptized into Jesus' death and resurrection, we are to wake up to the radical nature of who we are, as St. Paul says, dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. To live as if we are already resurrected is to live a life of revolutionary love. To live a life of God's revolutionary love when we find ourselves in Good Friday. Revolutionary love is to live in hope when there is no reason to hope. Revolutionary love is to exercise strength in the face of adversity. Revolutionary love is to believe beyond any doubt that we are called to life, especially when facing death. Ilia Delio puts it much more eloquently than I. Reflecting on the war in the Ukraine, she recently wrote, "God's love becomes the human power to love. And this power to love, welling up from within, can face all obstacles, including the fear of death, because one no longer fears the brutality of humanity or the darkness of uncertainty. Faith in the power of God's love is faith in the future fullness of life. Those who remain steadfast in faith can see a dim light shining through the dark clouds of human chaos. They are awakened to the presence of God and feel the divine heart beating amidst the ruins of power and destruction. This beating heart of divine love enkindles in them the will to live, not merely survive, but to be victorious over all human powers that aim to destroy. This meeting of God in the face of death is resurrection. Our world, our nation, our cities, our church, our families, our communities experience Good Friday. We face death in all of its manifestations on a daily basis. It is God's desire that love permeate the chaos, and it is we, disciples of Jesus, who can make that happen by living as if we are already resurrected. So let the revolution of love begin. Let the revolution of resurrection live.